What is up, everybody? Welcome to Trucks Only Podcast, episode 10. Excited to be here. Have Kendra Lamb with us today. She's been with the company for, I think, 7 years now.
It'll be 7 years on Tuesday.
7 years on Tuesday. So she's been with TO for a minute. So we're excited to have her on the show, get some of her insight. And yeah, so welcome.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, how you got here, et cetera?
All right. Well, I grew up in the car business. My father was a car guy in Missouri.
Okay.
So I grew up in Missouri. Then I moved to Northern California. I continued in the car business with my dad.
Where at in Missouri?
A little town called Mountain Grove.
Mountain Grove. It sounds nice. Is there a mountain and is there a grove?
There probably were at one time. I don't remember any mountains. Right. A lot of caves.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of rivers, a lot of chiggers and ticks. And bugs. But other than that, no, I don't remember.
No mountains or groves. What exactly is a grove?
It's like a copse of trees. So
that's what I was kind of thinking, like a group of hedges or something.
Orange grove.
Yeah, exactly. I was just wondering what that is.
Walnut groves. Those kinds of groves.
Okay, so you started in Missouri and then moved on with your dad. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to figure out, see if it had either of those things in it. I can't remember what I watched. There was something recently and they were talking about all the different names of cities and if those are actually in it, like, you know, what groves or mountains or whatever it is. A lot of it have like nothing to do with the city at all.
Right. And of course our high school mascot was the Panther. And I don't recall there being a whole lot of Panthers.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. So you're in California now.
We lived in Humboldt County, California.
Oh, okay. Cool.
My dad had a car lot. He continued Herb Finley Auto Sales and moved it to Eureka, California.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Where he was for couple of decades. I was washing cars with him, answering his phones. We were writing out car deals by hand. I got my sales license when I was 18.
Very cool.
But then I moved to Northern Washington.
Uh-huh.
And then later started selling cars there.
Very cool.
Which was kind of how I got back into the car business as an adult.
Yeah. So what was that like selling cars and what year was that?
Oh my, 2005. I started at Car-Mart Nissan in Burlington, Washington. Right. And we were a big franchise store. So we had Nissan, Mitsubishi, Suzuki, Volkswagen, Chrysler, Dodge products, all to sell new. And so I hit the ground running. I had been selling TVs at Best Buy. So it's a little bit of a transition.
Very cool. And so what was the business, the automotive industry like in 2005? I'm just curious. Was it, you know, booming internet? Was it still mostly driven?
It was still mostly lot driven. I mean, we had a very small internet presence at that time. We had a couple of internet guys that sold for the whole company.
Mm.
But not like today where it's almost entirely internet driven.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And so you sold vehicles in? That was your assignment? Yeah,
I did. I was a car salesman for a long time. Then I moved to a Ford store. After being with Car-Mart, I moved to a Ford store over in Cedro Woolley, Washington, where I was.
What was that again?
Cedro Woolley.
Cedro Woolley is the name of it? That's
Woolley.
Interesting.
Yeah, it actually is a real fun old west town.
Oh, that's cool. Kind of is that near Seattle at all? Or
it's north of Seattle, about 2.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I was at that Ford store for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I went from selling on the floor to internet and then ended up taking over their photos, ended up taking over kind of how they sold cars on the internet.
That's cool.
I had a mentor who kind of works with us today with Convergent Logic.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Shout out to Ed.
Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Convergent Logic.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah.
He was my general manager at the time.
Gotcha.
We were good friends and he kind of coached me through the business.
So during that time, did you see any disadvantages, advantages as far as being a woman in the car business, a car salesman? What did you have to deal with, or positive and negative?
And when I first first got into the car business, it was definitely a disadvantage being a girl in the business. There's still a lot of kind of prejudice against girls. I mean, you either were a ditz, you didn't know anything about cars, or, you know, you were just there. Mm-hmm. And then there are two different distinct personalities when it comes to females in the car business. You either get the really, really strong brass knuckles types, mm-hmm. or you get those that don't last very long in the car business. They
is that as far
it out and then.
Oh, okay. See what you're saying. As far as the girls, the women. Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. So you stuck with it. I mean, obviously, you know, you're super knowledgeable about, you know, the inventory and all the different vehicles and models and trims and stuff like that. So I really appreciate that. And is that, you know, just from over the years learning everything, or kind of how did all of that come about?
Yeah, I'm kind of a nerd. I do a lot of research on things. So whether it was about cars that I was selling, whether it was about technologies, whether it was about the changes throughout the industry, I've always tried to stay on top of that, kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. It
definitely feeds well into what I do now versus even when I was a salesperson.
All right. So you're in Walla Walla, Cedar, Washington. I'm just like, yeah. And then you moved to Arizona, right?
I did 7 years ago.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you found Trucks Only and how that all started. I was curious.
Okay. Well, I had actually sold my sister a vehicle from Washington to Arizona. She lived in Gilbert at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I sold her a car. I drove it down here and then drove her vehicle back. While I was down here, it was February. It was disgusting in Washington. It was absolutely beautiful here. And it was kind of a magical thing. And I was like, I started looking around to see who might need what I do or have to offer. So I contacted our internet manager here and found out that there was an opening for a photographer.
Oh, that's cool.
So I sold my goats and chickens, packed up and moved.
Really? Arizona. Goats and chickens? I didn't know if you were joking. No. Yeah, that's cool.
I lived on a farm in Washington.
That sounds like fun.
Cars.
Yeah.
And took their pictures.
Yeah, that would be nice though. I would like to have something like that someday out of the city, you know?
Yeah, my dream is to eventually have basically a gentleman's farm where I use goat's milk and made soaps.
That's really cool.
And lavender. And,
yeah. That's cool. I'd love to do something like that sometime. I'm kind of tired of being like right in the middle of the city for sure.
Definitely. I liked living in the country. Well, yeah. Like that Missouri. So yeah. Everything was pretty much country. So.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have some property out somewhere. Well, that's cool. And then so fast forward to today and 7 years later, that's pretty awesome. And, you know, still learning and doing new things, doing marketing, doing digital stuff. Yeah. Creative stuff. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, you're super important part of the team. So it's nice to be able to work with you and do all of that. So that's cool.
Thank you.
And so what's next?
Well, we're going to continue to take the internet by storm. We're going to find better ways to sell trucks and make them better. Like today, I'm assisting and helping pick out some wheels for a 2020 Ram, and we're going to lift it and make it even cooler.
So. That's cool. Yeah, it's nice being able to do a little bit of everything, and that's cool. So there's issues with wheels, right?
There's
they're like
back order. So we're limited in the amounts of wheels to choose from, but we'll find the perfect.
That's crazy. And so is that due to COVID shortages and shipping and things like that? I would think so.
Based upon manufacturing and different manufacturers being moved into different avenues.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. I mean, it's crazy, you know, how much COVID has impacted, I mean, worldwide, obviously.
Definitely.
Everyone's running into issues with the chips. That's in everything. And it blows my mind. I was reading an article, and this is a standard vehicle. There's 10 to 20 of those chips in each vehicle.
I'm surprised, actually, that there are not more than that,
which
is the new technology.
Which I had no idea there was that many. And that's, you know, that's just a newer vehicle. Can you imagine some of the, you know, Teslas or some of the hybrids or stuff like that.
Well, even in like Ram products, for instance, you have these new e-torque hybrid systems in your basic 1500.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things for techs to have to learn the changes of. There's a lot of things for us to have to learn on the marketing side mm-hmm. of things.
Sure.
On the booking side of things yeah. for the inventory team. There's so many things changing constantly with vehicles. But imagining that there's several of those chips.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, and they're in everything these days from refrigerators to video game consoles, obviously. Yeah. And I just didn't realize how they're like all of them segue into the net. They're not all completely different, which I didn't know from like product to product that there was that many chips in there and that they were, you know, you could use them and all kinds
of,
it's just, yeah, it's just crazy. How, yeah. So, I mean, I can't get a PS5 anywhere, you know,
I'm sure my son is sharing this. Yeah,
I mean, I've been trying since.
I have a 22-year-old son who probably shares the same problem.
Yeah, I mean, we've been looking since November, and it's what, coming up on April, and they're still, so it's kind of crazy. Yeah, so you have three children, three beautiful children.
I do. I have a 22-year-old. I have a almost 20-year-old, mm-hmm. and I have a 3-year-old.
And a 3-year-old, yes, he's so cute. Yeah. And what is her name?
Remington.
Very cool. And so does she like trucks, cars? Is she into?
Yeah. Daddy's a mechanic. Uh-huh. You know, an inventory.
Specialist. Yeah. So she's going to be a car girl. Sure. Yeah. Well, right now we've got our Double Your Down event that's going on, which is really cool. So we could talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah. We're super excited about that. We have our new commercial out. All the new digital.
You can check us out on YouTube. You can check us out on our Facebook, Instagram, wherever you know you might see trucks only. But we do have our Double Your Down event. We put it on every year, but you know, this year's, I think it's even more important than ever to make sure that you know people can maximize their money.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if anyone's out there looking for a vehicle, now is the time to buy. We've got really good inventory, and you know, we will match up to $1,500, I think it is, right? Up to $1,500. So, you know, if you're looking for a vehicle, now's the time to buy for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, look, we really appreciate you coming in and chatting with us and you know, telling us a little bit about your story and your past and how you got here.
Absolutely.
And we're certainly lucky to have you. So we appreciate you being on the show and would like to have you on again sometime if you come back. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.